Country Bob FM.
You've been waiting for it. Here it is, today's Bob Almanac. And at the end of today's Bob Almanac, it's an almanac quiz for tickets, Moondance Jam and Country. Neil, you know all about Moondance Jam and Country, don't you?
I'm pretty well versed. Yes,
you are. Blackhawk, Neil McCoy, Aaron Watson, local folks Devin Worley and Chris Hockey. June 20th through
Chris
the 22nd.
Cruzy.
It's getting there. It's getting close. So we'll listen for your chance to win here Tuesday, June 11th, 162nd day. In 203 left, 1939, we had the King and Queen of England visiting FDR.
Majesty, would you like a hot dog?
Yes, he would like a hot dog. That's FDR, a.k.a. Bill Murray, playing FDR, offering King George VI the hot dog. And he enjoyed it. He liked the hot dog. And much like you, Neil, he only put what on there?
Mustard.
Yeah, only put mustard on there.
Good
because
play.
King George and Queen Elizabeth historic visit to Hyde Park. That is, that's where FDR had his little country estate in 1939. And the royals were trying to urge FDR maybe to join the war effort.
Right.
The coming war against Germany, 1939. And did you know, I looked at that, I haven't seen that movie, but FDR had a number of mistresses.
Really?
According to that, yeah.
Wow.
According to that movie. 1950, we're going to go to the golf course for this one.
One under par 69 to win the fourth three-way tie in the tournament's 50-year history. $4,000 goes with this trophy, enough for Ben and his wife to celebrate in championship style.
Doesn't that sound an awful lot like Mel Allen?
It did.
And I think it was Mel Allen.
Yeah.
Ben Hogan won 1950, the U.S. Open. That was like he had a car accident. Was it the year before? And he came back to win the U.S. Open.
Wow.
Near fatal car accident for
right.
Ben Hogan.
He was hobbled.
Winning the U.S. Open. And isn't this week?
$4,000 with it.
Isn't it U.S. Open week this week?
It is.
Oh,
it
start
is.
To get excited.
Yep.
Pebble Beach, right?
Yes, it is.
1979 in the news.
John Wayne, a movie star for almost 50 years, is dead of cancer at the age of 72. Wayne died in a coma at the UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles. His seven children were with him. A Delta Airlines jet...
So that was in the news this date. Certainly a lot of people. John Wayne.
He was my guy.
One
Still
of the,
is.
The big stars of all time. Screen legend. His last movie was...
The Shootist.
The Shootist. And you know what number that was as far as his career? I looked it up.
I don't.
169th in last movie.
Wow.
169 movies he did.
And he played an aging gunfighter who was dying of cancer.
And Ron Howard was in that movie.
Ronnie Howard did a great job in that movie.
And wasn't it Ronnie Howard who then eventually, you don't think of Richie Cunningham shooting a gun.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird seeing him shoot a gun there at the end. He got
yes.
the bartender, whoever
yeah.
it was that shot
right.
John Wayne.
Greasy bartender shot him in the back.
I hate greasy bartenders.
Universal Pictures presents... Steven Spielberg's E.T. The Extraterrestrial.
It broke all the records, Elliot. And he wanted to phone home and Reese's Pieces and everything. So E.T. opened on this date, 1982. Today we're remembering DeForest Kelly. That's right, Dr. Leonard McCoy.
Come on, Spock. It's me, McCoy. You really have gone where no man's gone before. Can't you tell me what it felt like?
It would be impossible to discuss the subjects without a common frame of reference.
You mean I have to die to discuss your insights on death?
Forgive me, Doctor. I'm receiving a number of distress calls.
I don't doubt it.
Oh, he was so good.
He was great.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. He's DeForest Kelly, and he passed away on this date at the age of 79 in 1999.
Bones.
2001.
The court order to execute inmate Timothy James McVeigh has been fulfilled.
The warden says McVeigh was calm, cooperative throughout. No final words, just this handwritten version of the 19th century poem Invictus, Latin for invincible. Its final words, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
This is this day, 2001, Oklahoma City, federal building bomber Timothy McVeigh, executed.
Probably got what he deserved.
There are a lot of people in Oklahoma City.
It was
that
bad.
Happy to see that happen.
168 people he killed.
2002, this date.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest.
And I'm Brian Dunkelman.
And this is the Kodak Theater in Hollywood, home of the Academy Awards, and possibly the most televised theater in the world.
It changed TV. I mean, there were talent shows before this, Putting on the Hits and Star Search and The Gong Show, but this was the talent show that changed everything.
Yeah.
And it was on this date. You know, a lot of analysis has been done. Why Brian Dunkelman? Why it was only Ryan Seacrest that went on and Brian Dunkelman fell back into obscurity? One, his name.
Right, had the wrong name.
That's not going to, and his voice. I mean, he can't be a broadcaster with that kind of voice.
No, he really
he
can't.
Just can't be on TV or radio. Seacrest had the, he was suave, he was debonair, he had the name, and he had a decent voice.
Right.
That equals success in my book, Neil.
It does.
So that was,
can't argue with that.
So Brian Dunkelman, I don't know what he's doing now. He might still be somewhere.
Paper Route.
Doing an oldies show. Mm. And then 2000, Paper Route.
Tristan says his mom was standing in the kitchen holding a pan when a bolt of lightning came through a light fixture above her, struck her chest, and exited her foot. First to arrive at the scene, Deputy Brooke Haar.
She was mumbling and not very coherent and was not able to tend to the children at the time.
That was this date, 2009, Texas mother hit by lightning standing in her kitchen right next to the sink, and her son called 911, saving her life.
And he was little.
He was. He was very young.
Mm-hmm.
2009 is when that happened. It's birthday times. What's one thing that comes to your mind when I say buffalo butt? Maybe you should just be quiet.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. You guys have had it. You're out. Spell O-U-T. Evicted, gone, bye.
Oh, yeah? Well, you can't fire us because we quit.
What are you talking about?
That's right. We move it to Mississippi, and you know how that spell. M-I, crooked letter, I. Crooked letter, I. Hump back, I.
Johnny Brown, he played Bookman, Buffalo Butt, Booga.
Oh,
he
yeah.
was the superintendent on Good Times. That was the same episode with that we got. Damn, damn, damn.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah. It was a two-part episode when James
right.
dies.
Yeah.
Opening season cliffhanger. So Johnny Brown, who does a real good, speaking of John Wayne, does a real good John Wayne impersonation, Satchmo, and others, Carol Channing. He's 82 today. You had to be a big Adrian Barbeau fan.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes, I
Mother,
was.
For the last time, will you bug off?
Bug off.
There she is with Maude. She was Maude's daughter, Carol. She's 74. I loved her in The Fog. And what was the Swamp one?
I loved
one?
Her in Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing was a good one, too.
Yeah.
She's the big 74. Who's on the Skins right here? You know who's on the Skins? Frank Beard.
Frank Beard, the only one who doesn't have a beard.
He does. He's had a beard, but just not the long beard. I've seen pictures of him with a beard. It's more like stubble, or he just hasn't shaved. But in fact, this picture I have right here, he does have a little facial hair. It's more of a goatee.
All right.
Frank Beard. You got your... Billy Gibbons and Dusty Hill.
Yeah.
Are the others. And, of course, they're famous for their beards, as you know. Yeah.
I'm lying alone with my head on the phone. Thinking of you till it hurts.
1 year, Frank Beards Jr. I think Frank Beard sat in and played drums on this song.
How old was Frank?
70.
Okay.
Graham Russell, one half of the Air Supply duo. Russell Hitchcock, Graham Russell. Graham Russell, the blonde one, singing here. I like my rock like I like my Judith. Light. So Graham Russell, 69. Bonnie Pointer's on our list. One of the Pointer sisters. But she made the maybe ill-fated decision to leave the Pointer Sisters in 77 before all of their success.
Yeah.
And then she had like one solo hit, this one here. Bonnie Pointer, 68 here today. Van Zandt.
Don't get you high on a bottle.
More great music for you.
And get right with a man.
Almost as good as Air Supply, Van Zandt.
Donnie or Johnny?
And all the things that you can change.
Donnie Van Zandt is 67 today.
He was a lot of years with 38. Yeah. Special.
Yeah.
He's out now.
He didn't sing lead for them, though. That was, what's his name? Donnie Barnes.
Right.
67 for Donnie Van Zandt. Some think he was the greatest quarterback of all time.
Joe Montana, you and the San Francisco 49ers just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next?
Okay, actually, then you're going to the Kansas City Chiefs, Joe. Sorry.
Right. Yeah, I got detoured.
All right, Joe Montana, 63 today. He was House MD.
Let me guess. Inflammatory bowel.
Wow, yeah. Is it that bad?
Yes. It's also written on your chart.
Bloody duck. He was Hugh Laurie. He was very good.
He was good.
As House MD. House 60 today. Peter Dinklage.
I'm not a cripple.
Then I'm not a dwarf. My father will rejoice to hear it.
He's on Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrion Lannister. I believe he sat on the iron booster seat. Peter Dinklage is 50 today.
Hold it. Did he make it all the way to the end?
He's the imp. I don't know. Don't tell me. I don't know. I'm only in season two.
Oh, all right. Well,
I'm only in season two, but he is hilarious. Very good on that show.
Yeah.
On Game of Thrones as one of the Lannisters. He was an elf. He's good in that. He was in one of the Avengers Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
He was an elf, but he was a giant dwarf, which, you know,
still
was ironic.
Right, right.
So 50 for Peter Dinklage. Shia LaBeouf, who was on the Transformers, mm-hmm, and Indiana Jones, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Rooster Cogburn would have called him LaBeouf.
Right.
But it's Shia LaBeouf, 33 today. Maya Moore is 30.
Nice.
On a sabbatical.
Yep.
She's going after her ministry pursuits, and who knows, she might come back.
She may or she may not.
And how good would that be? Well, the Lynx have put together a nice little team. If she comes back, like let's say next year, she gets the urge to play basketball again.
Right.
But anyway, they're pretty good right now without her. Maya Moore.
4-2.
Maya Moore is 30.
Gone, but not forgotten today. We start with Marine explorer Jacques Cousteau.
Over a century ago, Charles Darwin peered into the waters of a reef, longing to observe the incredible variety of life below. But only recently, diving scientists have begun solving the riddles that confronted Darwin.
I need closed captioning on that.
Yeah, he's not from around here.
No, he certainly isn't. No. What did he co-invent?
The aqualung.
He did.
Jim, now, the aqualung.
Did he also sit in and also play flute on the Jethro Tull aqualung song?
He might have. He might have.
Would have made sense.
And not to be confused with the iron lung, this was the aqua lung, Jacques Cousteau, 1910. Maybe the, you know, one of the greatest football coaches of all time, Vince Lombardi.
What the hell's going on out here?
I'll tell you what's going on. You're getting your butt whooped by the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. We did it a few times. But he's got a few trophies, some with his own name on it, mm-hmm, Vince Lombardi. Born on this day, and he was on the year 1913. What about Emmy Award-winning actor Gene Wilder?
Dr. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
How good was he?
You're putting me on.
Oh.
No, it's pronounced Frankenstein.
Do you also say Frederick?
No, Frederick.
Well, why isn't it Frederick Frankenstein?
It isn't. It's Frederick Frankenstein.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Well, Marty Feldman and Gene Wilder exchanging there. That's Igor. Jerome Silberman was his real name. He went to Gene Wilder and just couldn't have been better. Just awesome. And he was 1933. Sounds like TV theme time.
This is one of the best from the 70s, too.
Just for
the,
sure.
The whole build-up. And from what you have said, medical dramas and shows were very popular in your house.
Oh, well, they were. My mom, being a nurse, she watched them all. She was especially fond of this one.
My dad was a construction worker. You know, there weren't enough drama shows about bricklayers and carpenters.
No, there really wasn't.
There just weren't enough.
He was born Ray Crampton. He went by the name Chad Everett as an actor. That's the theme from Medical Center. He was in other programs as well. Chad Everett, born on this day in 1937, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
All right, let's do the Bob Almanac quiz for a pair of tickets to the Moondance Jammin' Country Fest show. It was on this date, and this was very early in the almanac. It was on this date in 1939. The King and Queen of England were visiting with FDR at his estate out at Hyde Park. And you can watch that movie, too. It's Hyde Park on the Hudson, Hyde Park, Hudson, something like that, the one with Bill Murray as FDR. But Bill Murray as FDR offered the king what? The king and queen. I don't know if the queen actually tasted it, but the king certainly did, mm-hmm. based on this depiction in the movie. Mm-hmm. What did he try? And for a bonus point, but not worth anything more than that, what did he put on that said thing? 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. The caller with the first correct answer, you will win. And you win the prize, Moondance Jammin' Country Fest.
Pretty cool.
Toby Keith, How Do You Like Me Now? Uh-huh. Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream, or He's the Black Sheep of the Family, John Anderson?
We gotta go, J.A.
All you need for summer.